Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
In the world of real estate investing, Section 8 housing often stirs a potential mix of caution and curiosity amongst landlords. Is it a risky venture teetering on the brink of financial chaos, or is it the golden ticket to unlocking consistent lucrative returns? Today, we're diving in deep in the heart of Section 8 housing challenge myth and uncovering the truths that might just change the way you think about this government program. Whether you're on the fence or looking to expand your portfolio, this exploration is for you.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Our journey into the realm of Section 8 housing began with a mix of skepticism and curiosity. Despite hearing horror stories, the potential of guaranteed rents and high demands in today's economy was too enticing to ignore.
Nan and I truly stumbled into Section 8 housing unintentionally while acquiring our first multifamily apartment, a 76-unit gem in Phoenix, Arizona. Unbeknownst to us, we inherited some Section 8 housing tenants.
We would like to be clear from the get-go. Besides some clunky and burdensome paperwork and the extreme delayed rental payment from Phoenix Housing Authority, there was no distinction for us between Section 8 versus non-Section 8 tenants on any other fronts.
Just dealing with the bureaucracy and the red tape was just a pain in the butt.
Now, despite our misgivings about Section 8, through our studies, we have discovered that there are some compelling reasons why landlord or would-be landlords may want to give Section 8 housing a second look.
To delve deeper into the intricacies of Section 8 housing, it's imperative to start with the foundation, understanding what it encompasses.
Think of it as the government's way of stepping in to help those who need it the most. Low-income families, the elderly, and the disabled to get their hands on decent, safe place to live without breaking the bank.
The beauty of Section 8 game? Choice. Whether it's a cozy apartment, a spacious townhome, or a standalone house, if it ticks off the program's boxes, it's in play. This means that people aren't just stuck in housing projects. They've got the freedom to choose a home that fits their lifestyle.
Now, landing a spot in the Section 8 lineup isn't a free-for-all. The program is targeted at individuals and families whose income does not exceed 50% of the median income for the county or metropolitan area in which they choose to live.
However, the program does offer priority given to those whose income does not exceed 30% of the median income, thereby focusing on the most economically vulnerable populations. Additionally, eligibility is determined based on family size, citizenship status, and eviction histories, with a thorough assessment to ensure that assistance goes to those who truly needs it most.
So, what's the deal with the properties that roll out the welcome mat for Section 8 tenants?
Diversity is key here, guys. From the families looking for a safe spot for their kids to play, to the elderly needing access to medical services, the right properties are those that ticks off boxes of accessibility, convenience, and safety.
Being near public transportation, hospitals, schools, and shopping areas.
Big pluses, right? And if you're a landlord thinking about diving into Section 8, remember, your property have to be up to scratch in certain areas and certain standards. Think safety, cleanliness, and livability.
For smart investor and landlord eyeing the Section 8 market, it's about more than just cashing in on guaranteed rent from Uncle Sam.
Yes, the money is good and steady, but you're also signing up for a bit more homework. Keeping up with property inspections ready and up to par, that isn't just a business, but it plays a crucial role to giving back to providing quality homes for those who need the most and doing your part to uphold dignity and comfort in the community.
To jump into the Section 8 myth, let's talk about a schoolyard tale that has been around for ages.
Have you ever heard that if you accidentally swallow a piece of gum, that it's going to stick inside of you for 7 years? According to Duke University endocrinologist, something like that, Nancy McGree, MD, while gum does stick to shoes, it does not stick inside of your stomach wall or intestinal tract. Instead of hanging around for years, gum simply travels through the same path as your food and gets excreted as your stool.
Now that we clear up the gum myth, let's pop the bubbles on some myth about Section 8 housing head on. There's a big noisy rumor mill that spins tales of Section 8 tenants being the main culprit behind property damages and chaos.
The story has been told and retold, sticking Section 8 like gum on shoe. But let's get real, the narrative doesn't match with the reality and the cold hard facts. Section 8 tenants are as diverse as any crowd. Many are downright respectful and care for the rented homes as if it's their own.
Here's the deal, Section 8 isn't some wild, wild west of housing. It's built on foundations of strict rules and checks that look out for both sides of the coin, the tenant and the landlord.
Take the Housing Choice Voucher Program. It's not just letting any place pass the muster. Every property has to go through a tough inspection to make the cut, proving that it's safe, healthy, and up to living standards. This just isn't about ticking boxes. It's about setting the stage for how the property should be kept and the tenants.
They know the score. Stick to the lease, keep the place tidy, or risk waving goodbye to the vulture that's keeping a roof over their heads.
Now, think about it. If you're already hanging on by a thread onto the lifeline like housing assistance, wouldn't you do whatever is possible in your power to keep it? That's the reality of many Section 8 tenants.
They're not out there to wreck the place. They're more about keeping their sanctuary safe because the alternative doesn't bear thinking about.
And let's not forget, trouble tenants aren't a Section 8 exclusive, right? Renting out properties is always a gamble, no matter who your tenants are.
Landlords, you're the linchpin here.
How you manage a property can make or break a deal. Regular upkeep and actually talking to your tenants can prevent most of the drama before it even starts. Those landlords who get on the same page as their tenants, treat them with respect and fairness, often see their place kept in top-notch condition.
Plus, let's not overlook the golden nugget of Section 8, that sweet, sweet guarantee of rent money rolling in. It's a safety net that can soften any worries about any potential mishaps.
Venturing in Section 8 housing is a journey of weighing risk versus rewards with the right knowledge and approach. What may seem daunting can turn to a fulfilling and profitable endeavor.
So we urge you, do your homework, talk to those in the know, and consider if Section 8 is the right path for your real estate ambitions.
Embarking on the Section 8 housing venture is not for the faint at heart, but for the savvy investor, it can be a journey that marked by significant gains, both financially and personally, and the initial perception of high risk from dealing with compliance regulations to managing tenants' relationships can often overshadow the substantial rewards.
However, with diligent research, a solid understanding of the program nuance, and strategic approach to property management, these challenges can be navigated successfully, turning potential obstacles into opportunities for growth and profitability.
The key to unlocking the potential Section 8 housing lies in education and preparation. Understanding the legal and regulatory framework around the housing program and the voucher is paramount.
This knowledge not only helps in ensuring compliance, but also in making informed decisions about property selections and tenant management.
But let's not sugarcoat it. The real headache doesn't stem from the tenants themselves. The real challenge is, number one, wrestling with the bureaucratic beast that is the housing authority. And number two, dealing with this type of property that typically attracts Section 8 interest. These properties are often older and come with their own set of surprising challenges.
In 2024, if you're not in the loop, let us clue you in. Those costs can spiral fast, way beyond what you might have penciled in through your initial investment calculations.
Ask us how we know. Want a heads up on whether you're looking for a potential money pit?
Watch out for the hidden costs lurking in older properties. They can be sneakier and more expensive than you have guessed.
If your building dates back to early 90s or before, featuring chillers or boiler systems, boasts a flat roof, or relies on cast iron pipes, brace yourself. These are rare facts signaling that you might be diving into the financial deep end.
Here's a golden nugget of wisdom. Take your initial plumbing repair estimate for these vintage properties and triple it. Yes, you heard that right. Triple. You will be patting yourself on the back for these foresight later on.
Now that you learned about Section 8 housing, tune into this episode where we bought this land to turn it into millions of dollars.
We'll link the episode in our show notes.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.